Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
On and on, impossible things. desire to see a miracle happen and you need a miracle in your life, you can ask Him for it. Because no force of nature, no person, no principality can stop our God. He is the most powerful. And as you wait for Him to move on your behalf, I encourage you this morning to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and declare His truth. Sing His truth. Sing about who He is over your life and over your situation this morning.
Oh.
through it all, it is well because of who you are.
Declare his name, Jesus. We declare your name, Jesus. It's about you, Jesus. We declare it's about you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Jesus, this morning we declare that it is well with our soul because it's all about you. And because you are the center of our life, it's in that moment that we can truly say that it's all about you. Father, we're so grateful this morning that when it becomes all about you, that everything else fades away. We can have a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year, and we can still say that it is well, it is well, it is all well with our soul because you're on the throne. You're the King. We've kinged you. You're the King, Jesus. And it's out of that kingship that we've proclaimed about you and embraced about you that we bring the needs and the concerns of our life because we know that every aspect of our life is now under the rule and reign and authority of your Lordship. So, Father, this morning we bring to you those that are sick, those that are in need. There are a multitude. Some we know about, some we don't. Father, this morning we pray healing, the healing provision that Jesus made possible for us. We pray that over Donna Taylor's sister. We pray that over the family friend that had surgery this week that they still can't get to wake up. We pray over my aunt that's struggling in her body. We pray over Michelle, and we pray over little Benjamin and others, Father, that we know are sick and don't feel well. We declare that even our bodies have to line up to the authority that is in you, Jesus. Father, there are those that are here and those watching over the internet this morning that are healthy in their physical body, but in their spirit, they're struggling. In their spirit, they're uneasy. There's discomfort. There's questions. There are doubts. There is pain. And I pray this morning right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the peace of God that passes all understanding would set up rule and reign and bring peace to uncertain times. Father, we pray over our movers this morning. We pray that those that we know personally, not someone in a foreign country where we don't know about, and although we want to see them saved, these are people that we know. These are people that we know and we're in relationship with, co-workers and neighbors and family members and friends, loved ones that don't know your son Jesus. During this Christmas season when we all tend to be more focused on you and what you accomplished on the cross, I just pray in the name of Jesus right now you would save them. Let this be the greatest Christmas season of seeing souls saved that we've ever witnessed in our lifetime. Father, we claim our movers for you. We ask that you would allow them to be able to sing, "It is well with my soul." Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around except my prayer team. This morning, if you're here and you'd say, "Steve, I do not know Jesus. I sang the words because it was part of the song, but the truth is that things aren't really well with my soul. I don't know Jesus. I've not made him the Lord and the Savior of my life." We want to give you that opportunity this morning. What better way to celebrate Christmas than to get to meet the one that it's really all about? We will not embarrass you. We simply want to be able to pray intelligently and to put materials in your hands that will help you on this journey. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, would you just raise your hand? You can pull it right back down, and we'll pray with you all together this morning. Is there one that would say, I need to know Him. I want to make Him the ruler and the king of my life. Father, search our hearts. If there's one in this room or one that we don't even know about, because sometimes we forget that other people are watching and that they're a part of what's going on this morning. And so, Father, in every arena, this one and the one that others may be in the privacy of their own home, I pray that if there's one of us that's not where we need to be with your Son, that you would arrest us in our spirit and that we would surrender our life and our heart to you. And may together, when this day is done, may we be able to say that we've grown in our relationship with you and with one another. I pray today that you'd bring us together as family. And because of that, I also pray this morning you'd touch Pastor Andrew as he's recovering from having his labrum repaired in his shoulder. I pray that recovery would go quickly and the pain would be manageable and be as little as possible. We send angels to him right now and ask you to comfort him and Jess as they're working through this surgery. We believe you can accomplish this. We thank you for your grace in our lives today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you find two or three people and welcome them into the house of the Lord? Come on, be friendly this morning.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.